Beulah, my prairie wine cup, I can't say that I knew you loved fiddle music, but I did sort of suspect it. Now, if you will close your eyes, I will produce from the ectoplasmic vapors of the atmosphere some of the most gorgeous fiddle music you have ever heard. She twisted her head and gave me a puzzled look.
Are you joking? How can you...
Never mind the questions, my little sunflower. Close your eyes, open your ears, and hang on to your heart. Ready? Here we go! Good old Frankie the Fox. He came in right on cue and played a real pretty little number. I watched my prey, my darling, as she swayed back and forth with the pure, sweet sounds of the fiddle. I could see that she was becoming vulnerable and more vulnerable all the time. Beulah, may I have the honor of this dance?
Oh, I shouldn't, but maybe just one for old time's sake.
I really didn't care whose sake the dance was for. I took her in my paws, and we became as one with each other and with the music. All at once, her eyes popped open, and she gasped.
Oh, Hank, that is the most divine fiddle music I ever heard.
Is it now? How interesting, yes, but keep your eyes closed, my buttercup.
Hank, what is the name of that song?
The music stopped.
Just friends,
said the fox. Quiet, Frankie, I'll handle this. The tune is called Just Friends, my darling, which doesn't really describe...
Her eyes popped open again. Hank, I simply must find out where it's coming from.
Oh, no, I don't think...
Who is that fiddle player?
Oh, it's nobody you'd... The music stopped, and I couldn't believe this part. That sneaking, no-good, egg-stealing fox poked his smiling face around the trunk of the tree, and he said, Here's what the sneaking, scheming, backstabbing fox said.
Why, hello there, Miss Beulah. I was just a-sittin' here under this tree, a-playin' this old fiddle of mine, and I thought I heard the voice of an angel.
She gasped and held a paw to her heart.
Are you the fiddle player?
Yes, ma'am.
He bowed to her, the wretch.
I have that little distinction. My name is Frankie the Fox, and I am at your service at any hour of the day or night.
I stepped in between them. Excuse me, Beulah, if I might intrude here to make a... She slipped past me.
Oh, sir, your music is just divine.
Well, we thank you, ma'am. We try to do our best with the little gifts we have.
Oh, sir, you have a wonderful gift.
Again, I tried to push between them. Beulah, I think this would be a good time for me to point out... I never dreamed that sweet Beulah would stoop to throwing elbows, but she did.
Ma'am, I'd be so proud if you'd just touch my fiddle. I do believe it would make all my music that much sweeter.
Why, I would just be... If you really thought, where should I touch it?
The villain presented his fiddle.
Just place your fine, delicate, perfectly made little paw right here.
She closed her eyes and placed her right paw on the fiddle.
Oh, this is so exciting. And, Hank, it was all your idea.
Well, I scowled at the fox. Up to a point, it was. However, she swooped over to me and gave me a peck on the cheek.
And there's your reward. Now, if you'll excuse me, I just must run and tell Plato. He'll be so excited.
And with that, she went dashing off to find her stick-tailed friend, who was off somewhere pointing tennis shoes. Beulah, wait! What about us? I still have important things to tell you, Beulah. She didn't hear me. I turned my attention to the fox. and began considering three or four ways of... Well, you sure fixed me up, Foxy.
Son, that is one fine lady.
Yes, I'm aware of that, and she's much too fine a lady to be drooling over a common henhouse musician like you.
She may be the best-looking collie gal I ever laid eyes on. You're a very, very lucky dog.
I'm a lucky dog? She throws herself on you and your stupid fiddle and then runs off to tell her bird dog boyfriend about it, and I'm a lucky dog? You've just ruined my life, is how lucky I am.
He gave me a puzzled look. Son, you told me to play my fiddle, and I played my fiddle. You told me to charm that gal, and I charmed that gal.
Yes, but I never told you to come out and take credit for it, just as though you'd actually done something. You idiot! She fell in love with your music, not me.
He looked at his fiddle and shrugged.
You know, Hank, this fiddle music is kindly hard to predict. Sometimes it falls on deaf ears, and sometimes it don't. A guy just has to try it out and see. If I was to try it again, I'd put a little less oomph on my bow.
Well, you don't need to worry about that. There won't be another time. You're fired. You're through. You'll never work for me again. I'll see to that. Unless, of course, I want another broken heart. In that case, you'll be the first one on my list.
Oh, shucks.
So thanks a lot, Frankie. In less than 12 hours' time, you've helped me lose my ranch, my job, my reputation, and now my one and only true love. If there's ever anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to drop dead. And with that, I'll say goodbye forever.
Oh?
Yes, and don't try to talk me out of it.
Son, I wouldn't think of it.
No, of course not, because you're such a selfish, heartless cad. You know very well that I have no place to go and that I'm a dog without a country. But do you care about that?
Well, now, of course I care about that.
No, you don't. You're just saying that because you're a sneaking, scheming, untrustworthy fox who can't be trusted. If you really cared, you'd... I don't know what you'd do, but you'd do something. But of course you won't, because you don't care about anyone but yourself. Frankie sighed and turned a pair of lazy eyes in my direction.
Son, would it help your disposition at all if we went to the hen house and got ourselves a nice big supper?
I began pacing, as I often do when difficult decisions are pressing down upon me. I noticed that my stomach was growling. Frankie, we need to get one thing straight right here and now. And I mean bring it right out in the open.
Uh-huh.
I'm no pushover.
No, I figured you weren't.
For years, they've tried to get me to sell out and compromise my principles, and every time, the answer has been, no dice.
I see.
There are some things a dog just can't do without destroying his pride.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll accept your offer, but I'm doing it as a personal favor to you.
Thank you so much.
I dabbed at the moisture in the corners of my eyes. Sometimes, Frankie, a guy just doesn't know how he can stand to live another day. He patted me on the shoulder.
I know, son, but they tell me that the best cure for a broken heart is a dozen busted eggs.
And you're suggesting that mere food could heal this terrible wound?
In a word, yes.
My stomach growled again. In that case, let's adjourn to the chicken house and let Miss Beulah feather her own nest. And off we went to the chicken house, never suspecting that... Well, you'll see...